I you know what I think by the year 2024, audiovisual multi-party communication should be a snap and require no troubleshooting, no setup. Right. It'll just work every time.
I'm waiting for us all to be holograms.
When this is playing, it'll be 2024.
Good point.
Well, I am enjoying the new technology in 2024 where I don't have any problems with my audio or video. That's really sweet. Thank you, 2024.
We're in the future, guys.
I know.
So you're saying you love your new laptop, Ken?
Yes, because I returned my current brand and bought a different brand. Whoever wants to be our sponsor, I'll fill in the brand name later.
Who knew that Taco Bell made laptops?
It looks like Taco Bell's my sponsor.
I've heard companies are fighting each other to be our sponsor.
Yeah, it's true. Actually, if you're a company and you're listening to this, like, get in while it's the getting's hot.
Yeah.
Because our sponsorship opportunities are running out, frankly.
Yeah.
Well, let's try this one more time. You've had a week to practice. Jason, it's Wednesday night. What time is it?
I think it's time for a kind of good RPG.
Did it! Did it!
Way to go, new guy.
I'm so proud of myself.
Should be.
I didn't want to spend a ton of time rehashing because we have so much to get into. But Alton has just received a message from an agent of this halfling king that you've been hearing about for ages to meet at this certain place just outside Penrith. While you went there, and while you were there, you heard some pretty shocking information and then realized you'd been set up. You and the king both had been lured into a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Ooh. So right now, Halfrick and a few loyal helpers are escaping to the south down a cliff. Thanks to Virgil, I think, right? They're water walking their way to freedom. That's half right. The party has got the ability to walk on water right now. Meanwhile, the party is standing firm. You're the rear guard standing in the face of a pretty big group of unknown assailants. The fight, you know, was going pretty well. And I was starting to think this is going to be one of those fights that's just an embarrassment to me and all the people down at the Dungeon Masters Club. We're going to laugh at me and give me wedgies. But
oh, no, it's just going to be like gym class in high school all over again.
Yeah. You know, because if you remember, Plank had summoned this wall of fire, right? And it's just blocking basically the whole peninsula. So all the minions are like, I don't want to go into the fire. But then a couple of these powerful knights strode forward and they just swatted away the wall of fire with their magic. Now you guys are standing in the open facing an unknown number of enemies of unknown power. We've got, who we got? We have Farfar, Hindar, and Alton trying to hold the line as this mob of baddies come streaming down towards you. And I think we should get right back into it. The bad guys have just had their turn. They've run up to you. Actually, you know what? We're going to start right where we picked up. So three of these bad guys have just run up to you. And so I need each of you to take a couple points of damage here. So this is, if you remember right, this is a formula here. So 25 minus your armor class. So Farfar, Hindar, and Alton, each of you would take 25 minus your armor class and at least 1 point of damage. And you're not getting any cover anymore. So.
Yep.
Well, Alton's taking 5 damage then.
Good. It might be Alton's last fight. All right. We'll go to the top of round 5. And Farfar, it's your turn.
All right.
Get him!
It is close to 2 warriors. Well, I guess he's going to stand to the other side of Hindar so that he can get a bonus. And he's going to go crazy raging and swing that glaive. 12 plus 2, 14. Is that a hit or a miss?
That actually misses.
No. Well, he's going to try again. Yeah. 23,
that kills him.
Oh wow!
So these guys are minions. So they have minimal hit points. So pretty much any hit's gonna take them down.
Leave those guys for Virgil and I, please.
let me see. They look pretty intimidating. So he's gonna go into frenzy.
Okay.
All right. And that's
pressing all the buttons. All right, Plank, you're up. Hiding in the bushes, as Plank is oft is wont to do.
Man, I'm so slow. I can't get to any of these bad guys. So that's too bad.
Hiding again?
Well, it's
not our fighter.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I can't get to any of the bad guys on my turn.
You always turn into a chipmunk. They're really fast.
Jake, do you see where I'm pinging over here?
Yeah.
Would that be considered cover if I...
I think that's a small enough bush that you could try a hide check for like an action, but there's nothing you could... It's not a tall enough tree that you could hide behind the trunk or something.
All right. And then I will attempt to hide. What is that? Stealth?
Stealth it is?
20.
Yeah, that'll do. Okay, so probably none of these people can see you unless maybe they start actively searching for you.
Yeah, they can't see me.
Nice.
And that is my turn. Yes, Alton, I am hiding.
Heroic. All right, Virgil, can you do better than Plank? Can you hide better than Plank?
I don't know about that, but I reckon I can do something.
So humiliating.
I cast Flaming Sphere.
Well, I could have done that.
And I'm going to target this archer behind this front line.
Okay.
So that he stops trying to pick us off.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm going to ram that sphere into him. And he needs to roll a DC 16 dexterity save.
All right. The archer tries to dodge out of the way. Pretty, pretty dodgy.
All right. Well, then he takes half of the 9.
No. All right, I am going to say, because he passed that save, I'm going to say that he survives that.
Well, I don't
how much
that
damage did that do? It did 9, so he would take half of 9.
Half of 9, so yeah. 4.
We're playing fast and loose here.
Yeah, I feel like there's rules to this game, and Jake is paying no heed to any of these rules anymore. In the interest of time, there will be no rules.
And then Virgil bravely ducks back into the branches of the trees.
I'd like to see a hide check, please.
Well, I don't think you move a little bit south, you're deep enough in the woods that
obscure. Oh, yeah. He'll do that. Yeah. Yeah. He's backing up. Back it up.
You're doing a great job, Virgil. Way to hide. Great job.
Where'd that voice come from?
I know, right? We're just playing a different game than the rest of you guys.
It's hide and go seek, right?
Yeah, right.
Hide and go seek.
All right, Handar, it's your turn. You've got one of these minions in front of you and one off to the west a little bit.
Yeah, Farfar kind of walked past that one. Well, I'll deal with this one that's right here in front of Alton and I, because I've got to impress Alton. He was clearly not sure about me, so I want to show him what an integral part of the party I can be right before he leaves.
Dwarf.
So, unidentified warrior, I am going to cast Green Flame Blade.
Pretty cool.
What?
Nice.
So the way that this works, it is a cantrip. And you brandish the weapon used in the spell's casting and make a melee attack with it against one creature within 5 feet of you. So I'm going to attack with my warhammer.
Are you attacking Alton? He's 5 feet from you.
I was a little rough on him in the interview.
Yeah, you. I mean, there were some racial undertones even.
Oh, there wasn't.
Review the tape.
Now, if he was tall, there might be.
Yes. So we're gonna lose Slayer, but we're gonna gain Smasher. So hopefully that's
That's good.
Smasher!
Smasher!
Oh, I like that. Perfect. Okay. Does a 22 hit?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And you kill that minion.
Goodbye.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have that much.
12
kills him?
Yep.
Oh, that's so sad. I don't even get to do that.
Well, you could activate the green flame and you could target Alton if you want to just teach Alton a lesson.
That's true.
Wait a minute.
I'll probably pass on that.
Do you want to move?
Yeah, I will step over here then and I will attack this minion because...
Because
there's something coming after the
right?
Because
yes.
Did we lose Jason?
We're waiting.
I had
bated
to look
breath.
For I had to look for where I had it written down. So as an Eldritch Knight, I have war magic beginning at 7th level. When you use your action to cast a cantrip, which I just did, and that weapon attack was part of that, you can make one weapon attack as a bonus action.
Wow.
So, I get to use a bonus action against this minion right here.
He's going to clear the field.
Yeah, I don't have any idea. What's Plank going to do? What's Plank going to do?
Oh, for the competition
easy...
now.
Plank's just going to continue hiding, I think.
Another 22.
Another minion falls beneath a relentless smasher.
7 is enough to kill them?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. The relentless smashing of smasher.
Then that's all I can do. So sad.
Not too shabby. You killed 2 minions.
It was impressive to Alton, but not as impressive had you killed 3 minions.
Yeah.
Alton, can you kill 2 of these knights to sort of...
I've seen Farfar just clear the field. Aww. And, you know, so...
Wow.
So I do take a look around before I move, Jake, and I... Right now, all I see is Farfar and Handar. I think that, like, I saw Virgil running back.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, well, are we just supposed to, like, escape now? But no. Slayer is, like, singing. Is there any rough terrain here, Jake?
Do you see right due north of you, there's a little cliff's edge? So that would count as difficult terrain if you went straight north.
Okay,
it'd be easy to kind of veer to the left and go up that path.
Yeah, so I'm going to go there, and there. That's 25 feet. And I bring out Slayer.
Oja.
And does 28 hit?
How did you roll a 28? Yes, that definitely hits. Oh, you rolled a 19 on the die. Wow.
Nice.
It makes my 22s look paltry.
So there's 11.
All right.
I'm going to make that a menacing attack.
Okay.
So he's got to throw a wisdom 16, otherwise be frightened of me.
Do that. These guys are supposed to be scary. They should be immune to fear. But
well, I am 3.5 foot tall.
You're scary too. All right. Yeah. So he rolled an 18 save. So he
saves.
Yeah.
But I do get the superiority die, and he takes 2 more damage, 2 more damage after... Yeah. The 11, so it's 13 damage.
He's used to fighting halflings, so.
Yeah. So another attack, because fighters get 2 attacks. 24.
No, that definitely hits.
And 9 damage. So
nice.
13, 22 damage.
Very good. Ooh.
Barely injured.
Barely injured.
That's not a minion.
No.
You found the meat.
Yeah. And stand my ground.
All right. And that's all the party. So now it's the baddies' turn.
Yay.
Oh boy. Why are you cheering for that?
Well, I was bored. I'm just I'm behind this
hiding.
Tree picking my teeth.
Oh, so you won't get attacked. That's why you're cheering.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm
enjoying the show.
For dinner.
Great work, boys.
Plank's just sitting there eating popcorn.
Virgil, you're doing good, too, hiding.
2 more minions run out of the bush. There's 3 swordsmen on the field and 1 archer. So Alton, Hendar, and Farfar, each of you is going to take 1 attack from a minion. And then this archer doesn't really have a line on anybody because of the way the bushes are, but he steps back so he's out of the range of that flaming sphere, and he's just readying a shot. So if he sees one of these spellcasters pop out, he's going to take a shot at you.
So how much damage do we take, Jake, just to start?
25 minus armor.
Yeah, so for you, I think that's...
5.
5? Yeah.
Okay.
5. All right, now comes the real pain. these knights step out, and one of them shouts out, sort of to the entire force here, "Kill all the halflings! Bring me their heads and their swords! Burn the rest!" One to Hendar, and then two are sort of surrounding Alton, because they came here hunting hobbits. One of them is going to attack... Let's see here. All right, so this is these are attacks with a glaive. These are going after Alton.
Critical miss.
Natural one. That's a great way to start. A 10. That'll miss. All right. One hit at Alton for 10 damage.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. 10 damage.
And then the other one also will attack you. One hit. Two hits. So two hits.
All right, I'm going to, on that 21, Jake, I'm going to use my duelist, brings my armor class up to 22.
Great. Okay,
and I can only use that once, correct?
Yeah, that's uses your reaction, yeah.
Okay, good.
So seven more damage to you. And then Hendar, let's see if we can, oh, actually, you know what this one's going to do? He's going to do something else. He uses this magical aspect, dreadful aspect. So every enemy within 30 feet of this Blackguard, who kind of looks like Batman, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh.
And I think that might even include Plank. No, Plank's just outside the radius.
Yeah.
So Alton, Hendar, and Farfar. Alton passes. Hendar passes. Farfar. Oh, come on! You guys all pass. You're
we
not
are
afraid.
Not
of this
afraid.
Guy. Nope. That's all my baddies. So we're back to Farfar.
Right, okay, he's gonna take care of the two warriors. They're pretty annoying. I'll take care of the one to this left first. Oh, let me
miss.
Miss, that's not fun. Try that again. Oh, that's not fun. A 12 is a miss?
Yep.
All right, one more.
Third attack because of the 13? Frenzy. What's going on here? 13 also misses. You rolled 11, the 12, and the 13.
Not good. Not good. Okay, well, that's it.
All right. Plank?
Plank is going to cast the Flaming Sphere.
Double sphere.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to set it behind these fellas here.
Okay.
Did it's going to be like pinball when you get the extra ball and they're like bouncing off each other and ricocheting into these guys and everything. It's going to be great.
Yeah. So it's going to be a 14 dexterity save for me.
All right. The minion fails, so the minion burns up. And then Sir Oja is not dexterous. Sir Oja passes.
Did
so pass. He'll take half, or she will take half damage.
Yeah, so she takes full.
Four damage? Okay.
Four damage.
Barely injured. Do you want to move? You going to stay hidden back there?
Yeah, I'm...
You know what? I would say that because you cast, that requires... It has like verbal and somatic components, right?
What if I move up to here? That's a bigger area to
hide. If you kind of get behind or even go over behind this cliff here, I think then you're...
Well, that, I want to keep my line of sight.
Oh.
Because I'm short.
Okay. So you're going to take one shot. It's going to be from that cross, that archer.
Okay.
They had a ready to attack.
Yeah.
So you'll take seven damage, and you'll have to make a concentration check.
All right.
Just roll 10 or better.
Fitting.
All right.
Woohoo!
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Virgil.
All right. Virgil will just step out far enough that he can see. And he's going to smash his flaming sphere into that archer.
Into that archer? Okay.
Yeah.
Another dexterity saving throw.
Another dex save.
Oh, really dexterous.
That archer. Ow.
But the archer is pushed back further.
Where's the damage on this? Am I rolling damage or how are you?
No, I'm going to say if they pass the save, I'm going to let them survive the attack.
Boo. Boo. Okay, so he's threatened by the sphere. Virgil turns his attention to this mass of warriors crowding around Alton, and he says,
"Bye-bye, Alton.
I reckon you need some backup." And backup is the Virgil component of his Guardian of Faith spell.
Whoa.
Ah.
So it's large. So it's a 10 by 10 grid centered on the lower left portion of Alton Square. I would like a large spectral guardian to appear, hovering right above them all.
So everybody, like in that spot?
Yep. And everybody Sweet. Within 10 feet of that guy must roll a dexterity saving throw. And if they succeed...
But Alton doesn't have to, right?
Alton does not. It's only right. against hostile creatures.
Okay. So Sir Kalakash have to make...
They take either 10 or 20 damage, depending on whether they succeed or fail. And it's so DC 14. 16. That's a fail.
DC 16, so he'll take 20 damage?
Yep.
Woo.
This one's taking some actual pain. You remind me, because that is going to stick around for a while, right?
Yeah.
Attack until it's done another 40 points of damage.
Yeah, it's not clear to me if it attacks more than one creature at a time.
It says any creature hostile to you.
Yeah, it just says any creature hostile to me that moves within the space. I don't know. I don't know how you read that.
I think the radius is actually a lot larger as well.
Well, yeah, it's like it takes up the 10 by 10 square, but then within 10 feet of that. So it's like 30 by 30 or something.
Oh.
So I don't know if it has to, if it can only attack one creature per turn or if it just does damage to all these guys. No, because
this doesn't read like it's an attack. This is just a magical effect.
Okay. Well, then it's going to like swing its sword in a sweeping arc and just hit all three of these.
That's the area of effect. So I'm going to let you choose the sequence. So basically it's got another four enemies in its radius. So you decide who you want to target first.
Can we attack Oja? I want to attack the other two knights that are threatening.
So Oja fails as well. So Oja takes another 20, right?
Another 20.
And then Sir Durek. And Sir Durek fails as well.
All right, so well, that's...
That 60 points of damage you did. Yeah, not bad so now for one spell slot.
It disappears, because it disappears once it's dealt a total of 60 damage.
And does that affect your Flaming Sphere vis-a-vis concentration?
There is no concentration for the Guardian of Faith.
Awesome. Not too bad. 60 points of damage with one spell slot. You're going to stay...
Step bravely back into the bushes.
It's a good thing you guys have a strong front line here.
Well done.
Virgil will kind of giggle as he steps back into the bushes. Like, I love that one.
The plank strategy.
You're doing a great job.
All right, hey, Dara, it's your turn.
Well, it's our job to hold the line up here. I'm going to try it again, which will be especially exciting now that there's two bad guys next to each other. So green flame blade again. So I'm going to take my melee weapon attack connected to that.
You're targeting the
minion? And I'm targeting Sir Kalakash.
Okay. That actually misses. 17 misses.
Oh, so sad. I should have attacked the minion then.
You hit, it just bounces off his chest plate and he just snarls at you.
Yeah, they're knights. They're well armored, huh? Well, then I'll take my melee weapon attack against him again. Oh my goodness. If a 17 missed, then a 10 definitely misses.
10 certainly missed. Yep.
Typical dwarf.
And I'm gonna stand there so he can't get past me.
Okay. Alton, your turn.
I'm gonna go after Sir Durek, and it's gonna be again another attempt to menace him.
Gotcha.
19's a crit.
Critical hit.
Get him.
14.
Feels like it should have been more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Slayer.
But again, he's gotta save against my menacing attack. DC 16 wisdom.
He rolls an 8, so he fails. So he is frightened of you.
He is frightened. He's going to have to run away on his turn. And he also takes an additional 1 damage from the superiority die.
Okay.
So he's running off. Jake, this Sir Kalakash is surrounded, right? Or at least flanked.
Yeah, you have him flanked, yeah.
So that just adds 2 to my to hit.
Correct.
So they're both injured. The other two guys are both injured. So I'm going to go after Sir Oja.
Okay.
All right. And this is just going to be a regular attack. 21.
21 hits.
And takes 12 damage.
Wow, nice.
And that's my turn.
All right. And that's it for the heroes. So the knights at the front line, they're just getting warmed up. They're happy here. But they order the minions to go and hunt down some halflings. So each of the minions is going to do a disengage move and just leave contact with Farfar. And they're going to head off south looking for more halflings. And they will get about that far. Not real far.
Well, this gives a chance for our back line to do something a little more hands-on now.
So there's an archer in the backfield, and I think that the flaming spheres are pretty large, and I think they're opaque. So I think he's not going to be able to shoot through Virgil's flaming sphere. So this archer is going to have to fade back and try to reposition. Plank's flaming sphere is also there, so the archer is going to end up dashing and try and set up for a shot next turn. All right, now it's time for the knights. Oh my goodness, Sir Durek has to flee. Oh, the shame. All right, Alton, if you want, you can take an opportunity attack.
Oh, I do.
Get him.
13 misses. Yes.
You bounce off his well-armored rear back plates, whatever that would be.
That's about as high as I can reach.
Does it at least make a funny sound as his sword clangs off his like butt armor?
Boing.
There's got to be a better term than butt armor.
No,
that's actually, I just looked it up on Wikipedia. That's what it
is.
Yeah,
that's what, exactly.
Forever
what
more. Yep.
Sir Oja is going to reposition so that he's not got his back against a flaming sphere. And he is going to wallop, absolutely wallop on Alton. So three shots here.
Try it.
First one misses. You got a nice armor class there. Second
one
hits.
Yeah,
that one
hits.
So he's going to do some damage, and then he's going to juice it up a little bit here.
Okay. Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Nope.
Well, let's just do the damage from the hit.
Oh, he has a glaive too, Farfar.
Six. It's not a cool one like yours, though.
Not as good as mine.
How could
he's going to do
You're
a
not
blinding
using it.
Smite.
Let That's me, not oh, a glaive.
Smite.
That can't be
this
good.
This is a glaive.
Okay, so first off, it does an extra 3d8 radiant damage. So let me roll that. All right, Alton, so you'll take an additional 19 damage on that hit. Ouch. And now you need to make a constitution saving throw or be blinded until the spell ends.
All right, constitution?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to come back to the hit, Jake.
Okay.
Saving throw?
Oh, you know what? You use your reaction on the opportunity attack, so you can't do your parry thing.
Okay. That's exactly where I was going. So.
So you're walloped, and he calls down some divine magic upon you and hits you with this blinding smite. So you take a total of 25 points of damage, and you're now blinded.
Oh, no.
I think that was his three attacks. One, two. No, he's got one more. Oh, boy. So this attack will be at advantage because Alton is blind.
Oh, you would have got me anyhow.
So hits for 11 more.
Okay.
All right. And Sir Kalakash, I'm actually supposed to declare these first. So he casts a spell on his, whatever you call it. He invokes a smite or whatever. I'm not sure what the lingo is. And he's going to attack Farfar two times and Hendar once. So the first two attacks will be at Farfar, and the first attack will have a smite attached. First attack is a miss. Second attack is a miss. And then the third attack at Hendar, 14, will also miss. Real impressive there.
Yeah, really spiteful.
Is there significance that Sir is spelled S-E-R? Is that like an evil knight or something?
No, I just like the sound of it. I think that's how they do it in Game of Thrones, right?
Oh, do they?
I think so.
Yeah, some of those fantasy novels.
It's just a cultural thing in the province where these fellows come from.
Gotcha.
That's all the baddies I have in the field, sadly, so we're on to round 7.
Aww.
Well, hopefully you can put Sir Kalakash out of his misery. Yeah, he got three.
He is miserable.
Attempts at doing that. You know what? He will go reckless. He wants to ensure death. Oh, yeah. There you go. Critical.
Critical.
Oh, only 20? I'll take
only
that.
Only 20.
Oh.
Okay, badly injured. That looks good. Let's try that again.
Advantage. 18?
18 hits.
Nice.
This is even better than critical. 22.
22 damage.
Now he's not badly injured.
14?
Last attack misses.
That's stanky.
But you did 42 points of damage. Not too bad. Do you want to run away?
No, he'll hang around.
All right, Plank, your turn.
Hey. All right, so Plank is going to move his flaming sphere. I'm going to try to slide it past the knight. I think I can get it down to about right here. I can move it 30 feet.
Okay.
So I don't think I can quite get it to this minion, but I at least want to move it down there. And then Plank will boldly move towards the minion because Plank is not afraid. And he will use
Plank
his...
could bring it.
Yep. And so he will attack with his primal savagery and roll a 21.
That'll hit. Do you want roll damage?
And that will do 18 points of primal damage. That's some prime damage.
Goes down like a bag of soggy chips.
Now, Jake, one thing I forgot to remember. What?
Soggy chips.
That's a saying, I think.
How does a bag of soggy chips go down?
I would imagine, and they would be like smooth, but gross. Like you might gag.
Yeah.
Soggy.
Exactly
chips.
That. Exactly.
I'd like to go back to the previous turn and remind you that with my cloak, for a bonus action, I could hide.
Oh, okay.
And did did I move my flaming sphere? Maybe I moved it as a bonus action. No, I casted it. I cast my, so my nature's mantle should have given me a bonus action to hide. So maybe I could take my 7 hit points back, but maybe I waited too long to remind you.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna call that cheating, and so I'm gonna say no. You gotta know your character.
Well, I did. You just told me you overruled me, and you said that hiding takes an action. I was like, oh, okay, but didn't.
I think cheating's a little harsh, though.
Yeah, that is harsh, but I take it. 7. I took it.
It's the only damage you're going to take all chapter.
Could be.
All right.
That ends my turn.
Virgil, you have one minion who doesn't know you're there, but he's running down the field.
All right.
Going to run right past
Virgil's going to cast Scorching Ray and make an attack. A critical miss. So there are 3 rays.
Yeah. You're targeting the minion, I'm guessing, first?
I am, yeah. Okay. And so that one totally misses. I'll do another one.
Come on, Virgil, you can do it.
That ray hit a tree in front of you and bounced back.
This one's an 18.
Second ray hits.
Yeah.
All right, 4, 5 damage.
Now he burns up, and you got 1 ray left, I believe.
All right.
And Plank has his back to you.
Scorching ray.
All right, and the ray goes whizzing over Plank's head toward...
Handar? Oh no, Handar, watch out! Virgil's turned against us!
No, Sir Kalakash. Sir Kalakash. It does a cool little weaving between Farfar and Handar. It's beautiful.
And
it is 23.
Yeah.
23, that hits.
Yes, it does.
4 points of damage.
I accept.
And for his bonus action, he would like to smash his flaming sphere into the back of Sir Oja.
All right, let's make a dex saving throw here. They're encased in poorly fitted plate mail and utterly failing their dex saves. So 9 damage?
9 damage.
Okay.
And Virgil giggles once more.
Not even bothering to hide at this point.
He's having a great time.
Yeah.
I wonder if we should try to keep one of these bad guys alive to see who they're working for. I mean, I guess they're probably working for Badger. Was it Badger? Who was the...
Badger was the one who lied to us to get us to come.
Yeah, Harkin. I bet.
Baron Harkin?
Baron Harkin. They're probably working for him, right?
Oh.
As you said that, the sword just glowed.
Yeah.
That would be Plank's guess, but maybe we could keep one of these bad guys alive to interrogate him.
Well, don't ask Alton to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Farfar or Alton are going to... I don't think they take prisoners.
No.
All right, Handar, it's your turn.
I'm going to try once again to... cast Green Flame Blade. Oh, actually, I wanted to see if I could get... There we go. I wanted to be able to roll it so that all the info would show up.
Nice.
So that everybody can see how fantastic this cantrip is. If it ever hits. So, Green Flame Blade, I imbue my hammer, even though it's not a blade, with the green flame, and I bring it smashing down on Sir Kalakash.
Spider Smasher.
24. Thank goodness. Finally. So the hit does 10 points of damage.
All right. No problem. I don't sweat that.
Wait. But extra 1d8 fire damage to the target.
From the green flame.
Oh, so sad.
I don't think you did it right, Jason.
I don't think I did either. 1 point of fire damage. Probably did it, right?
He's definitely feeling terrible.
Are you sure he's not feeling dead?
He's definitely going to ask for a day off after this fight. Do you want to move or anything?
Yeah, I'm going to step up there.
All right.
Okay.
Next up is Alton.
All right, Alton's going all in. He is going
Alton's near
all
death.
In. Well, no, just wait a second. I'm going to do second wind.
Okay.
I'm going to use that ability. 1d10, I think. Second 1d10 plus your fighter level, so that'd be plus 8. Get 17 hit points back. That's awesome. Nice. He is going to then go after Sir Kalakash.
Now, don't forget you're blinded, so all your attacks will be at disadvantage.
Okay.
And these guys are close enough, and you've been in combat with them. Now I'm going to allow you to attack them.
Oh, no. How long does he stay blinded?
Like a minute?
The spell lasts a minute, but he's going to get a saving throw at the end of his turn. So the first attack misses.
Okay. I will try a second attack. 13 second attack again. Misses. And I'm going to use my action surge.
Okay.
26 hits.
Oh, my gosh. The third attack actually connects. You rolled a 17 and an 18.
Does 14 damage.
Nice. You got one last attack here.
That guy's been near death for like six blows.
17.
17 just barely misses. You make a connection with his armor, but the sword doesn't bite.
Wait, it's a plus two because of the bonus, right?
You know what?
Yeah, does he get a flanking bonus?
Yeah,
plus
two.
Good call, Lamb. You do have him flanked.
Thank you. 19.
Yeah. He's got one eye on Farfar, so.
13 points damage.
13 damage. Sir Kalakash, Oathbreaker, falls.
Sweet.
Woohoo!
Hooray!
Slayer.
That 1 point of fire damage made all the difference, didn't it?
It did. Well, no, but yes.
It did.
I'd like to think it did. 13.
I have not moved yet, though, have I?
No, you haven't moved, so you could...
Well, at least you went down swinging, Alton.
Well, don't. It's not over yet. It's not done yet.
And not hiding.
All right, like Jake, I'm going to move away.
Okay.
You gonna take an opportunity attack?
You can take another step if you want. Now he's gonna take an opportunity attack. He's got a 10-foot reach, so
okay.
I had to wait till you were a little bit far away. But he misses. Oh, he should get advantage because you're blinded, though.
Okay.
I'm gonna give him advantage on that attack. So second roll, 22. So he does hit you.
Oh no!
For only 5 damage.
Alrighty, I can handle that.
Alton, do you think that your blindness is divine retribution for all your racist dwarf comments you've been making lately?
I think that, like, if it was divine retribution, I would grow a beard.
Oh, okay.
All right, Alton takes some shelter right next to Farfar there.
So I'm going to go back a little bit more then, Jay.
Okay.
And stand my ground.
You know, it just occurred to me that King Hafrick is a little bit dwarfish because, you know, a female halfling, but she wears facial hair, so.
Fake facial hair.
Still, though.
Alton, go ahead and make a constitution saving throw to see if the blindness wears off.
It's constitution?
Yep.
And 22!
22. All right, Woo! So you're able to shake the blindness out of your eyes.
Oh.
And so this fear effect that you put on that one knight that ran away, that lasts for like a while, right?
No, I think it's only one turn.
Oh, it's only one turn?
I believe.
Oh, that changes things.
Maneuvering, menacing attack. On a failed save, it's frightened you until the end of your next turn.
Interesting. Aww. Okay. I thought the fight was loss on my part, but it's not lost.
It could be, Jake.
When was it? That was a little while ago, wasn't it?
He might just be reevaluating his life's choices. He might want to leave.
Yeah.
I was hard on Ken, so I'm going to be hard on myself.
You weren't that hard on me.
And I'm going to say that it just, that Knight kind of moves up onto the field of battle, but isn't going to get a shot. This minion is going to take a shot at Farfar. So Farfar, you're going to take 24 minus your armor class from an archer.
Got it. Three.
And what am I going to do here with Sir Oja? He's going to want to move because he doesn't want to stay in that flaming sphere. It's pretty hurt.
He should probably take a step away from me then.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to give you the opportunity attack.
Good advice.
I want you to give me the opportunity attack.
Give him the opportunity to take the opportunity attack.
I think you guys are
going to win.
We've already won.
All right, so for his first action, Sir Oja, she for her action, exudes magical menace. So every enemy within 30 feet must do a DC 13 wisdom saving throw.
What?
So now this is including Plank, because you got a little bit closer. Plank, Alton, Farfar, and Hendar.
It's a wisdom.
Ah. All right, that's what I was looking for. I knew that these frontliners were not wise. Farfar fails.
Ooh.
Hendar fails. Alton fails.
Ouch.
Plank will succeed, surely.
18.
All right, Plank is fine. But the frontliners are now afeared of this fella, and you're frightened for 1 minute. So if you move more than 30 feet away from the Blackguard, you can try another saving throw at the end of your turn. Okay? It's a lot of fear thrown around. It's a very emotional battlefield. Farfar, you're up front. You're up first.
There's a lot of feelings going on in our battlefield.
Boy, 30 feet's a long way.
I reckon everybody's got some big feelings.
It's okay. Feelings aren't right or wrong. They just are, guys. So,
what are my options for this turn? Just saving throw?
So you're frightened. So you need to run away from this guy. Let me double check I have this rule right. So you have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while you can see this creature. And you can't move closer to it. I guess you're close enough to it.
I don't think
you could attack
at
disadvantage.
Run away.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I think sometimes you do, but
I don't think you have to run away unless it says you do.
All right, so it really just has two effects. You have disadvantage on ability checks and attacks while you can see it, and you can't move closer to the knight. You can't move closer to Sir Oja. If you end your turn farther than 30 feet away from Sir Oja, you can get another saving throw.
I suppose I can move, attack, move, right?
No, you can't move closer to her.
That's fine.
But 15, you can move, 20, yeah. You move closer to that other bad guy.
You're just going to circle around and attack somebody else.
Yep.
You can come down by us, Farfar. No one will think you're a coward. Except for Alton, who ran away.
Tough terrain on this thingy here?
No, you can. Those bushes are small enough. You can move through those, no problem. All right, I'm going to take an opportunity attack at you. Because he does have a glaive. Yeah, she has a glaive, yeah.
Got it.
So 18, that should hit you, right? You don't have any boosts.
Yes, 18 is a hit.
So 8 damage, and then you've got the rage. So.
Yep, so it's 73.
See, there's a lot of feelings on this battlefield.
Mm-hmm. Rage, fear.
No love.
I reckon I'm a little hungry.
Well, I guess he's probably going to dash like that, because he needs to get away from that 30 feet.
Okay, Sir Durek's going to make an opportunity attack at you as well. 17, I think that hits you. So another 5.
17's a miss.
17's a miss? Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Do you get? So you ran up north. You're going to go take on these knights at their source, I think. Go find their base somewhere and burn it down. Do you get another saving throw, or do you not get far enough away?
Far enough. He's 30.
Yeah. Okay, so another wisdom saving throw for you.
Yes.
Think wise thoughts, Farfar.
What is
14? 14 is good enough. Their DC is 13. So.
Yay.
No longer frightened.
After running away for a moment, you gather your wits and say, you know, they're not so bad.
I'm Farfar. I'm not afraid. Plank, I could see, but not Farfar.
far, far all right, away. Plank,
it is your turn.
It is. All right. Plank is going to move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He can move his flaming sphere to this. Actually, he could probably move it here and then get both of the bad guys with
They're
it.
Far enough apart you can't get both of them.
Aww.
Because it only has an effect of 5 feet. So. But you're going to get the guy that had ran off, Sir Durek.
No, actually, I'll do the other one.
Okay.
The Sir Oja. She seems like she's more menacing.
So she fails her dexterity saving throw, so you can roll your damage for the Sphere of Fear.
All right, so 2d6. All right, I did 4 points of damage. Hooray. That was my bonus action.
Yeah. Yeah, you said actions for
days. I'm moving on up. And I'm
Are you going into melee with a knight?
You got that right.
Are you going to turn into something scary?
No. Well, I'm just going to stay scary. Plank. So 24 primal savagery. That's scary.
That hits.
Dang.
11 points of damage. Wasn't as good as my last one.
How did you move closer to her?
With my movement?
He passed his save. So he's
Oh, he passed the frightening stage.
I was too wise for that nonsense.
Wise guy.
Yeah. And that's my turn. All right.
Virgil, what would you like to do?
Okay, Virgil's going to make his way forward toward Alton. So, 1, 2, 6. Okay. First, he's going to use a bonus action to smash the flaming sphere into this same Sir Oja.
It's getting kind of crowded over there with all these flaming
spheres. Yeah, maybe on the other side? I don't know.
Flaming sphere is on top of flame. She fails. It was a DC 12.
Yay.
Or yours 16. Is more than 12, right? Yeah. Yeah, so she fails.
All right, so let's roll some damage. Looks like 7 damage.
Badly injured.
All right, and Virgil will toll the dead for this same knight.
Is that a constitution saving throw?
It is a wisdom saving throw.
So
she
passes that.
Yeah. So no damage. It's a cantrip.
Okay. I can live with that.
So sad. Oh, and Virgil says, Alton, you need a heal?
No, I think I've got it covered.
All right. Go get him.
All right, Hendar.
Well, I was going to cast Thunder Wave, but this druid just walked up next to me, so I guess I won't cast that. So
I didn't know.
It'd be kind of funny. You could do it anyway.
I'm very dexterous. I'll probably be fine.
So
seen your other spells. I'm not really afraid.
Yeah, I guess I'm just I'm just gonna be a one trick pony here. And
fighter's gonna fight.
I'm gonna cast that.
All right. So as you start to cast your green flame blade, the fear is making your blood run cold. So these attacks will be at disadvantage. You still rolled a 20.
With disadvantage, I rolled a 20. Woo! Oh, I love it.
Smasher.
You gotta love it. So, 10 damage plus...
Wow, another 8 of fire damage.
That's 8 fire damage.
Love it.
She's dead, right?
She's not feeling good,
yeah.
She's probably gonna run away, though.
Was that your 2 attacks? You have another attack.
Now I have another attack. Let's see if I can... Oh, I can't roll another 20 with disadvantage. Still an 11 with disadvantage.
Yeah, not bad.
It's not bad.
You've got like plus 8, so you probably rolled a 3 there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You rolled a 20 and then a 3.
Sounds Bummer. Bad.
All right. Alton.
Have you ever said that Alton's not real smart?
You've said that.
I believe even through around the trees, I can get there, Jay.
Okay. Up to the minion.
Archer. Yeah, so I am going to take care of the minion with Slayer 15.
15 hits.
Why does that say dagger?
Oh, I probably hit the wrong one.
Dagger.
You're fine, though. You hit this minion, and any hit will kill these little critters. The archers have worse armor class, lower armor class, so... 15 hits, and that kills the minion. So that was the last minion on the field.
So now all we've got left is these two
knights. And you've kind of got them surrounded, because Farfar got up around north of them.
Yeah, and I'm going to take my wisdom, is it, Jake?
You have to back up a little bit. You have to be 30 feet away from
Oh, that's right. Sir Oja. Okay, yeah. So, all right, so I used one action. or one one attack. That's all I can do, really, right? Because I've moved and attacked. So stand on my ground.
Okay.
I've got my eyes closed and my fist closed, and I'm kind of like, "Don't, please don't cover me. Please don't cover me." Oh, Jake, I can use a potion though, right?
As a bonus action, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. I am going to use a potion.
Plank's going to speak up.
Plank's going to speak up. What's Plank going to say?
Plank's going to say, "Sir Oja, we know you were hired by somebody. You don't need to die on this field. Tell us who you're working for and we'll let you live."
"You'll call off that savage Goliath up there?"
I'll try. He doesn't really listen to me that much, though.
"Call off your Goliath and we'll back away."
"And you'll leave the halfling king alone?"
"We'll leave you alone this night. That's all I can promise."
"What do you say, boys?"
"It's good. It's good. Take the deal."
"All right. We'll let you live today."
"All right.
Who do you work for?"
Sir Oja takes a step to the side away from the flaming sphere.
That wasn't part of the deal.
You're supposed to stand there until you burn to death.
Virgil does not dismiss his flaming sphere.
Yeah, okay.
Not just yet. Not just yet.
The other knight walks forward and they picks up the body of the dead knight. And they leave all the minions here, but Sir Durek starts to carry off the body of Sir Kalakash. And Sir Oja looks around and sees Alton. And she points her sword at Alton. And she says, "You, halfling, Baron Harkin, has business with your people. That pathetic king of yours. If you hear of the halfling carrying the cursed sword with a demon named Timon in it, tell that halfling the Baron will have his head and remake that sword into a ship's anchor and dunk it in the bottom of the sea. And the rest of you have a nice night. We'll be going now."
Ooh, eerie.
"Well, okay. Well, just remember, if you come across us again, you're going to die like your friend over there, Batman."
"Likewise."
"I doubt it."
They're trying to walk off, you know, like still trying to look cool as they walk off. And Virgil kind of chases them off with his flaming spear. So they have to like run a little bit.
Carrying a 300-pound corpse with them. Yeah, that's they're not
With all his armor on and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get up north and they mount up on some horses and they ride off into the north, galloping away furiously.
Handar's pretty glad that you chase them with your flaming sphere because he's been standing adjacent to it for the past several rounds. It was definitely making him nervous.
You have to kind of like stamp out some sparks that get into your beard every once in a
while. "Oh, my beard, not my beard, not my beard.
My precious beard."
"Have no fear, dwarf. I respect the facial hair."
"And I covet it, even though I'm not supposed to." "Nice work there, Handar."
"Well, I did. Oh, I did do some fire damage eventually. Well, thank you. Thank you."
You're part of the babysitters now doing that fire damage.
"Fourth time's the charm, I think."
"That green flame effect on the hammer, I like that. That's pretty fun."
"It's neat,
isn't
it? It's
a nice touch. Yeah.
You'd think it would be useful when I'm smithing, but it's not."
"Well, now we got to go back to find Clover at the crossroads of the Greenway."
"Yeah. Yep. Well, good job. You beat the, this group was called the Enforcers. You would find this out later. A band of villains hired by Baron Harkin to do his bidding. They're hunting for half
jerks.
What a lousy, no good Baron.
Oh, I tell you, Alton had to use all of his strength not to go chasing after him after he threatened me and called Timon a demon. I'm never going to forget that.
Do you need some healing there, Alton?
Alton is helped himself a couple times. He's at 49 out of 85 hit points.
All right, I am going to give you guys a long rest now if you want to take it.
Yay!
You make your way back to Penrith and back to the Hotel Deluxe, where your luxurious accommodations give you a very long and much needed long rest. The next day, the next evening, you have an appointment with Hafrick. And like Alton said, this greenway, that's where you're planning to meet Hafrick. It's an old road, and it's traveled year round. It heads east out of Penrith, And as the greenway heads east, it branches out like an old, broad tree. And one of those branches would cross the mountains. If you followed it east-east, it would take you to Caer Cadarn, where you fought those Salgwin, where you lost Vale, and where you found Virgil. Another one of those branches would lead south and then east and end in a little port town that looks across the straits at the island capital of Talabriga, where Otho and Milia are prisoners in their own home. But the branch ahead of Alton leads east and then to the north, up through a town called Gate Helmsley, where Patrick Forlorn is said to live in exile. From there, the road leads further north to Stuart's Gate, and north again to the realm of Hafrek. As you leave Penrith for your appointment with Hafrek, you're traveling through a rich farmland. The harvest now is in full swing, and as you're traveling, the fields on both sides of the road are busy with entire villages of men, women, children, even the dogs are out there working to bring in the crops. Long days of hard work for these farmers, but you know the promise of celebration around the corner as the crops are brought in. You travel on, and now the forests start to grow deeper and thicker closer to the road. The greenway crosses over a small river over a fine wooden bridge, and standing up at the peak of the bridge's arch, you can see Hafrek standing there with Long Tom and with Valamir, and another hooded halfling that you don't recognize. Across the river, you can see on the far edge, at the edge of the forest on the far side, you see a large band of warriors, halflings, each mounted on a wolf, waiting for Hafrek and Alton.
It was always in your nature, Alton. It was always
I guess so. It comes to me just like by instinct, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, boys, I think this is where we part company. I'm headed north, and you're headed to the I won't even say it. You're headed across the sea.
Well, Alton, it's been fun adventuring with you. I look forward to meeting up with you again and hearing about your stories, and I plan to have a lot of stories to share with you. So I won't say goodbye, but I'll say see you later.
Oh, it's going to be hard to leave you guys, but I think I'm in good company, and my word, I've really enjoyed the times together we've had. We're a great team. You know, you've got Handar now as another fighter, so you'll have two fighters and the two magic users. You guys will do just great, whatever you come across. I think so, too.
It has been a pleasure, Master Alton. Tea Leaf, it was good fighting with you, and we will fight together one day.
Come on, Farfar, let's say it one more time. To battle!
To battle!
Oh, I love it.
Alton, I hope you'll make short work of that troublesome baron up there. The fires of Rodros light your path and fill your heart. Oh. And Virgil gives him, he thought about giving him a tract, you know? Rodros, but he's not sure his reading's really up to it. So he gives him just like a carved wooden sunburst, you know, so that he remembers to say his prayers to Rodros.
Oh, Virgil, I can't tell you how much your blessing means to me, and whatever this is, I'll keep it with me.
It's the sun, Alton. It's the big glowy thing in the sky that keeps us warm.
Okay. All right. I was confused because it wasn't glowing, but...
Yeah, it's. I didn't have enough funds for the glowy kind, but I hope you'll like this woodcarved one. Yeah. Keep it close for good luck.
I'll put some sparkles on it.
There you go. Bedazzle that thing.
Yeah.
Handar walks up and says, well, we didn't know each other long, but good luck, Alton, and does like the forearm clasp thing and says, don't just side with halflings just because you're a halfling.
good advice, and Handar, I you know you'll be great on the team of the babysitters, and I'm sorry if I gave you a hard time, but I just was just...
You hate dwarves, we know.
No, I just hate people that are over 5 feet tall, that's the problem.
I've encountered it before. I'm not over 5 feet tall.
That's what I said, I'm not against dwarves.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, fare thee well, boys.
Until we meet again.
Hafrek or Clover makes her way down the bridge. She sees you saying your farewells, and so she gives you a moment. But she walks down, and Valamir and Long Tom stay at the top of the bridge kind of as lookouts. But this other figure comes down with Clover, halfling by appearance. And Alton, you recognize this person. You know this guy, right?
Well, not until if he's got that hood up. I'm not sure who he is.
Clover and this hooded figure reach the bottom of the bridge right next to your party, and Clover gives you a warm greeting and shakes hands with everyone. And this other figure is sort of hanging back almost bashfully, and Clover sort of waves him forward. Come on, Hank, introduce yourself. And this halfling steps forward and pulls down his hood. And Alton knows this guy, right?
Dirty Henry, what are you doing here?
Now you're gonna have to role play with yourself.
Well, Alton, it's good to see you again, but you know, I kind of made some mistakes, and I gotta get as far away from here as I can. I'm called Hank now. I kind of change my name from time to time when, you know, I get in a little bit of trouble, and I'm a little bit of trouble right now. So I kind of wondered if I could go with the babysitters, and if you'd put in a good word for me, would you? You know, for old time's sakes, maybe. Alton says, well, I don't know what kind of trouble you got into, but, you know, whether or not you join the babysitters, it's not up to me. I mean, Dirty Henry, I know that you would probably fight well for him, but, like, you'd steal their money around the campfire, too,
what?
Wouldn't you?
It's a good thing we're broke. No. I
think that you're mistaken. I have had times like that, but no. If they gave me safe passage out of here, Alton, I'd my hands would be off of them. I wouldn't bother anything of theirs at all. You gotta believe me there, Alton. How about it? A good word, huh? For old time's sake, huh? For old Dirty Henry. Alton says, I don't know. It, you know, you're a clever guy, and you're a great burglar. I don't know. He turns to the babysitters and say, you know, you've got two fighters now, but maybe a burglar, somebody that could sneak around, and he's awfully good at being stealthy, and I don't know, would you consider taking him?
Do we have a resume we could review, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I could probably draw one up. I was with a couple king's courts, and you know, what would you be looking for on the resume? Because I probably have it on my resume.
Well, these king's courts, did you leave under good terms?
Oh, I got great references. Yeah, sure. I, you know, if it gave me a little time, I could write them up. I mean, I could find them too.
Now, what you should really tell us is you were a little vague. You said that you got into some trouble and you're fleeing your trouble. What exactly are you running away from? What happened? What did you do?
Well, you know, my business is kind of, you know, falls off the truck, ends up in my pouch, you know what I mean? But, no, there's a group of people that I kind of double-crossed. It wasn't too good. I didn't understand what I was getting into. I don't know. Have you ever guys heard of the Broken Souls?
Oh, yeah. We've heard of them.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you know, they're kind of like, you know, not quite into burglary or stuff like that, but I'm in trouble with them, and, you know, I would just as soon be out of here and away from here, if you know what I mean, huh?
I do. Just another question. Is Dirty, is that a family name, or...
I mean,
it doesn't seem like you have a lot of options in life when your first name's Dirty.
Well, I don't go by Dirty Henry anymore. That was before. Now it's just Hank. Nice, simple Hank.
Okay.
Virgil steps up, casts Zone of Truth.
Oh.
And he says, Hank, are you going to steal from us?
Well, let's see now. The Zone of Truth says I gotta give you honest. Not today. How about that for an answer?
Are you telling me I gotta cast this on you every day and ask whether or not you're gonna steal?
It'd be a waste of breakfast a spell every slot. Day. Nah, you don't have to do that every day. But no, I'm fine. I'm fine with you guys. You guys just give me a little
protection. Tell you what.
Yeah, what?
If we take care of you,
yeah,
are you gonna fight for us?
Oh yeah, like a mad dog. This crossbow here, it's just amazing. I can just about hit anything, even outside of the distance of a normal crossbow.
And can you handle danger?
Oh,
the place we're going is not exactly safe.
Well, you know, it's probably safer than hanging around here. I'll tell you that. But no, you know, usually when I get in some trouble, I've always got a pretty good plan on how to get out of it. I mean, that's one of my modi operandi, I think they call them. So no, I think that like I can fight for you. We can get out of trouble. I swear I'm so stealthy. You know, I can deceive people. We probably won't even have to fight people. Honest to God, I'll just persuade them we're okay. Go away and give us all your cash. I mean, just go away.
Sounds like you're saying that your leadership style might be referred to as slimy. Is that accurate?
Did you say stealthy? Yeah, stealthy.
I think as long as he turns out his pockets every morning and shows us what he's got, we can probably trust him, right?
Did you say probably?
I think if we put it this way, Dirty Henry, if we catch you stealing from any of us, I'm pretty sure Farfar's glaive will cut your hands off.
Hank moves over at Farfar.
Off with your hands.
And then depending on how much you take, maybe your head after that.
Well, that's pretty convincing. Okay, it's my hands off, you guys, but just get me out of here. And after we get over to wherever you're going, and I'm far enough away from those bloody souls or whatever they were. Broken souls. There you go. I'll just be a memory to you.
We really should make a point of calling him Hank, because seems like the broken souls are probably searching for the other name. So let's maybe make a point of using the name that the broken souls aren't searching for.
Am I still under a zone of truth?
Oh yeah,
you sure are.
They called me Hank.
Oh, come on.
You know what? I reckon we can get you far enough away that it doesn't matter much what they call you.
Yep, that's what I'm looking for. Just get far away from here.
Far, far away.
Far, yeah.
Do you know where we're going, Hank?
I think you're headed across the sea. I think that's what you're headed. And I don't know anything about where you're going, but I'm far away from here as I can be. It's good for me.
Well, we'll tell you where we're going a little bit later.
Once we're halfway there.
But we are going far away.
Well, so can I travel with you, buddies?
If nothing else, you'll be the what we can feed to the first nasty monster that we find. So,
well, you know,
may as well.
You know, what are my choices, right? You know, broken souls or monsters? I think I'll take the monsters.
It's always good to have trebuchet fodder in the group.
Well, so can I travel with you guys? Honestly, I think I could be of value to you.
I probably don't have a say in it. I literally joined the group yesterday.
Another newbie.
Well, do you have any other characters rolled up, Mr. Battle?
Oh, but I want to play Hank. I'm not going to be able to do the voice too much longer, though.
No, it's gonna hurt. No, it sounds like fun.
No, I think Virgil looks at Hank, and then he catches Hank's eye, and he pointedly looks at coin purse hanging off of Farfar's belt. And he says, how good did you say you were at thieving?
Well,
oh, that's funny.
I understand that I got to talk to Farfar if I steal anything, right? So, no. He's. Oh, you want me to a sample? Is that what you're asking me for? Farfar, you understand that this is just a trial?
You touch, you die.
Far, close your eyes. And if you feel anything, you make short work of it with that glaive.
Oh, my.
He used to be Dirty Henry, but he's soon to be One-Handed Hank.
What Hank does, he's got this thing that rogues have. It's called Mage Hand Ledgerman.
Ooh.
So I just used the Mage Hand Ledgerman, which is invisible, I think, isn't it, Jake?
Yeah.
And I just take a coin out of, is it Farfar's purse? Just a simple coin. And, you know, the Mage Hand closes over the coin, so you don't even see the coin come out of the pocket. And then comes over to Hank, and puts it in, and Hank holds up the coin. How about that, guys? Yeah, is this your coin? Now, next time I can do is I can pull an apple from behind your ear. What do you think, Virgil? Did that pass the test?
Well, I'm convinced.
Olsen, do you trust this lad?
Well,
no.
I've never seen Dirty Henry do stuff like that. So he's grown a lot of skills since when I knew him back in ours. Do I trust him? Yeah, in a fight I would trust him, but around a campfire you better hold your things tight. If he decides he wants something, he's pretty good. But yeah, do I recommend him to you? Yeah, with some reservation, but yeah, I think that you should include him.
Alton, you haven't, you know, seen him in quite a while. Maybe you should just talk back and forth with him for another 30 minutes or so.
While we go get a sandwich.
Popcorn.
Well, Clover, we got to get going, right?
No. Clover's got all the time.
Clover's enjoying it, too.
My wolf is having its hair done, so.
We got at least another 20 minutes. Well, yeah. I don't see any, like, reason why we would let him join. But, of course, we'll let him join. So, it is a fantasy world, so sometimes our decisions don't make rational sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Hank is really just asking to travel with you. And then once you get far enough away, he's saying that, like, he'd be glad to part company.
Right.
Like,
so he's
you're not
going to want to
do that
stuff,
where we're going.
Yeah.
But where we're going, it might be helpful for us to have somebody with sneaky hands.
Then you can send it to the traps first.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. He's going to regret joining us when he finds out where we're going.
All right. Alton steps onto the bridge, and he's now an NPC. And he walks off with Clover.
Aww.
So long, Alton. I'm sure we'll see him again. You return to Penrith, to the harbor. There's nothing left for you in this land. Thaxter has the Emerald Rose ready, every single detail attended to. Captain Plank gives a few orders, and smooth as silk, the Rose leaves her slip and heads out to sea. The next couple days of travel are uneventful, crossing the inner sea. You pass by some ships that are heading west the way you came from, and they report in that Talabriga has fallen, captured by wild outer islanders. The Talabriga harbors are closed, and long ships are prowling the water around the island, snapping up any ships that are too slow to escape or too behind on current events to flee. But no outer islander is ever going to catch the Emerald Rose, right? Not with the wind at her back and Plank at her helm.
Never! She's fast.
You do spot Talabriga at sunset, a few days out of Penrith. The full moon rises up over the city. The Emerald Rose slips right past Talabriga. Hopefully Rose and your other friends are safe, but you'll have to trust them to Otho and Bardas and their own resources. You, my friends, have business across the sea. We'll see you in the Daggerlock next week.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Daggerlock, here we come!
Do we want to cheer this?
And cheer quietly.
He's so excited.
So Hank says, what's on the Daggerlock?